USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pope calls for peace. The Russians have long-term security demands. Ukraine has already lost some of its eastern territory to Russian mercenaries. That has been ongoing for years with an estimated 14,000 souls lost. Pope Francis on Wednesday led a day of prayer for peace in Ukraine, calling for dialogue to prevail over partisan interests to resolve the standoff. The cost of money for banks could be going up soon. Jay Powell, the 16th chair of the Federal Reserve, says right now the Reserve's goal is price stability during historic inflation.
We're committed to our price stability goal. We will use our tools both to support the economy and a strong labor market and to prevent higher inflation from becoming entrenched.
Powell says once the pandemic dissipates, our economy will flourish.
If the wave passes quickly, the economic effects should as well. And we would see a return to strong growth.
USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.